I want to start with a memory. And a memory not from last year and not from my childhood. I want to start with a memory from before I had words at all. I was in my mother's belly playing hide and seek. And I really remember the feeling of it. Like I was really having a blast. I was giggling, I was all over it. And then all of a sudden, the energy changed completely. That was the moment I realized there was no one to play with. I realized she was not there. There was no presence. There was no loving presence that could register me playing, wanting to play, that could connect and attune to me. And I want you to hold on to that feeling for a second because everything I'm about to tell you today comes back to that exact moment. Welcome to Radically Regulated. And by rights, this should be episode 70, but instead, you're hearing episode 1. What happened is that last week I made the decision to close the chapter on the language that built this brand and start over. And what I really love about that change and the symbolism of it is that the work we're going to explore here together isn't tied to any language at all. What we do in here is to work mainly with pre-verbal imprints, which means we're going to look at experiences that happened before you could even speak. And sometimes it makes it very difficult to put this work and those experiences into words. But because I'm doing my best to do it, and because I'm trying to do it as truthfully and as clearly as I can, I had to switch to English from German. Because for me, it feels like a way more aligned form of self-expression and the one that actually comes out of flow instead of against it. So what's been happening is that I would sit down on my computer and write down my ideas or feel inspired. And I would always write in English, and then I would force myself to translate it into German because I was working with German audience. So on top of that, it's a win-win for everyone because it also means that this podcast gets to become much bigger than it could ever, staying inside of my German-speaking community only. So welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to a very out of the ordinary podcast. And if you've been here before in the German version, well, let's call it that, in a German version, welcome back. And if you're new, I think you've arrived at exactly the right moment because we're entering a new era here. And before I even introduce myself, I want to ask you to forget everything you've ever heard about nervous system regulation. It's very in those days. But there is also a little tiny hope in me that you've never heard about it, never heard of it at all. And that would make it even better because then we won't have to spend time unwiring the bullshit that you've already been taught. So my name is Isabella, and I'm a medical doctor and a mom of two wonderful children. And a very happy wife to my great husband. I left the medical system 6 years ago and have been spending my time and energy learning, deepening, and reshaping, I'm gonna call it the narrative around the self-help industry instead. Because I've been on a way to finding the truth that would help me to truly heal and transform. Because trust me, I have done probably every freaking modality there is out there in order to help myself feel the inner freedom I know you're looking for too. I've done intensive care, I've done psychosomatic, so I've been around a few medical specialties, if we want to call it that way. And I've never felt more of a doctor and more being and expressing my purpose than doing the nervous system work. But is that the reason you should follow me? Is that the reason you should be here? Is that the reason you should be investing your time in listening to Radically Regulated? Absolutely not. Because anybody can learn this work. I promise you, you could find books, you could go to workshop, seminar, whatever you want to call it. So it's the knowledge is not the reason you should follow me. Again, anybody can learn it, but I promise you, very little people will really get it. So the reason you should follow me and you should stay is because this work will transform you, and not for a moment, but for a lifetime. And I'm not gonna try to convince you of that. I'm here to actually create an experience for you to actually feel it. I want to keep on telling my truth, and with that, support you finding your own. Because here's what really breaks my heart and what drives me forward. I see it over and over again. Successful women who has done all the work, years of therapy, coaching, hundreds of hours of podcasts, self-help books, and doing all the tools. You're doing it all. And you're doing everything right on paper. And the heartbreaking part is that being yourself, just going about your day without you being able to stick to your routine, or, like managing me time, it still feels like work when it should feel effortless after all of the years of inner work that you've done. And you know it, because you're like, what the hell? Like, I love my life, everything's perfect, but somehow it isn't. There's this weird feeling that something's missing. And of course, you don't understand why. Because it's very difficult to put in words. I hope what is very clear by now is that this is not a flaw in your effort. Because if it was about your effort and about optimizing, then doing more, optimizing more would mean you would have arrived at the easiness and effortlessness in life that you're looking for. But that's not the case. Because when we optimize, and this is important, so I want you to like write that down actually. When we optimize, and even though we claim not to, but that's what we usually do, what happens is we take care of the nervous system architecture that is already within you. So, you are working on perfecting the system that has already been there, that is already wired within you, instead of changing it. I hope that makes sense. It's kind of like if you would have a house that you're really taking care of very well, but you have no idea that the foundation is not stable, or that it has been built on the wrong ground. And you have no idea about it. It's because it was always there. So you didn't even come to realize it could be the reason. So you're perfecting the house. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You love being there. This is your life. It's beautiful. But there is something that feels off, right? This is what's different about this work. We are going to work on foundation because the same operating system will never deliver different results. This is why you're looping. And do you remember the memory I opened with? So I want us to go back there for a little moment. That was me. That was my experience. It was in one of my own private pre and perinatal sessions, playing hide and seek with my mommy before I was even born, having a blast, and then that disconnection kicking in. And that terrifying realization that there was nobody to play with anymore. That my mom was so disconnected, so disengaged that she couldn't feel me playing with her. Can you imagine that? Being completely dependent on another human being for your survival, and at the very beginning of your life, already experiencing the terror of being alone. Can you imagine that? This is how early we start masking. And by the way, this chronic misattunement, this is what we call it, the person, the experience of misattunement is actually the most common type of trauma in our Western civilization. This is where we learn so early to start protecting ourselves. This is where the mask comes on. And now take that and give it 30 years, 40 years, 50. And a body that learned from the very beginning, nobody sees you, you have to protect yourself. Nobody gets me. I feel so lonely. I don't know why I have people around me. This is a pattern. And I promise you that every experience after that, the rage you've been experiencing or you can't experience, the moment again, you feel like nobody gets you. None of it was creating something new. It was reinforcing the original interruption of your development. I just showed you on my example. And your story will be different. But there are enough ruptures for your development to have gone the other way as it was supposed to. When we think of that pattern, of my mom's so disconnect, I'm alone in this. And by the way, this is not about blaming moms. This is also not about screaming around, what did you do to me? It's about taking responsibility and understanding how your system has been wired, because this is where your freedom lies. And so this pattern is actually the beginning of the hyper independence, which, and I need you to really sit with this, is what so many highly successful women wear as a badge of honor. This is what we wear as a badge of honor. I don't need anyone. I'll just do it myself. It's going to be quicker. I've always been the strong one. Does that sound familiar? So really buckle up, because in this podcast, we're going to dismantle a lot of bullshit. And I'm also going to teach you how to transform the very patterns you've been praised for your entire life. We praise that. Those are the ones that got you promoted, that got you funded, that got you called impressive. I want you to transform that into something that finally lets you rest. Into something that finally feels like true you. But before we go any further, I want to explain something, because you might be sitting there wondering why I opened this entire episode with a memory from before I was even born. So why am I telling you this hide and seek story? The reason why is because this is exactly when your nervous system starts to shape itself. It starts adapting to the environment and to the world you're about to be born into. And in the moments and in the years after that, the experiences you have are what determine your ability to self-regulate later in life or not. Everybody's telling you these days, you need to do this somatic exercise to regulate down, to self-regulate. That's bullshit. We're gonna talk about it in different episodes. But your ability to self-regulate comes from a very early experience of being co-regulated as a tiny human being. And there is a distinction that nobody has given you in the self-help industry yet. There is a very big difference between regulating and managing the dysregulation, a massive difference. And I promise you, if you've done all the work and are still looping, chances are, at like 99.9%, you've been managing your dysregulation. So this is why you've built a life that functions, that performs, that looks incredible from the outside, on top of a nervous system that was actually never wired for safety, without changing the architecture, and you just got better and better at optimizing that was already there, which means right now, if I ask you to actually self-regulate, not to push through, not to manage, not to perform your way to calm, you probably wouldn't know how. And that's not a failure, it's not a flaw, it's simply what happens when nobody ever showed you the difference. And by the way, show me how to self-regulate would be a tricky question because you can't. It's just who you are. It just happens. It happens. It's an organical state of your physiology that happens or doesn't. So this is what makes this podcast different. We are not going to spend our time managing your dysregulation better. We are going to go back to the architecture itself, back to those pre-verbal imprints, back to what actually shaped your nervous system before you had any say in it. And we're going to rewire it from there because the very first step to that is to get the proper education. You need to understand what's happening, how you're built, how your biology works in order to be able to start healing. And if you want to read to the whole story about that pre-verbal imprint that I had, and also how I came to the decision of changing my entire brand, my entire business, I really want to invite you to find me on Substack. I'm going to put a link in the show notes because I published a beautiful article about it, which is, by the way, called I'm Not Grateful for Everything That Happened to Me. And also, and this is why you shouldn't. So if you want to dive into that, which I recommend, find me there. I publish a new article every Monday, and there are already a few juicy ones waiting for you. In the next episode, we will be going deeper into your nervous system physiology, and I just wanted to talk you. No, I wanted you to walk away from today's episode knowing one thing. Why you feel the way you feel is not a mystery. It's not your fault. And you can rewire that. Not for a moment, but forever. This is the work that sticks and doesn't require you to do anything. Soon, you're going to know how to get there. So, welcome to Radically Regulated. I'm really glad you joined today to this very first episode, and I'm really looking forward to meeting you in here next Friday.